But a primary school with just over 600 odd students has found one big moth, can I tell you? Megan Stewart is the principal at Mount Cotton State School. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me about this moth that has been uncovered at your school.
Yes, yeah, so it was an amazing find by the build team. We have had a new building built in the last 18 months that has our new administration on the top and five classrooms on the bottom floor. Our new building is situated on the edge of our rainforest, and during the build, this moth was found on the building site. The staff and students weren't surprised by the find because we have a range of animals on our grounds at Mount Cotton, but certainly this moth was not something that we had seen before.
Yeah, how big are we talking about?
Oh, it was quite big, so probably two-fist sizes, grey in colour, and had its wings flapped down, so I presume to try to camouflage within the rainforest that is close to that building site.
That's not a big moth. That's a monster moth in my mind, Megan.
It was indeed. Quite the sight.
Just the one or a couple of them?
Where was one, I believe. So we didn't actually, went actually at school when the builders found the moth. So they took some photos for us, and I shared those with the staff and students of the school. We actually had a 4-5 composite class that lives in, is in that new building.
Yep.
And the classroom teacher, Mrs. Wilson, showed the students a picture of this giant moth, and they used it as a stimulus for a creative piece of writing.
What sort of stories did the kids come up with?
Well, so after viewing the photos, the class brainstormed what could happen, and they decided on a giant moth invasion. The students wrote some very creative and imaginative pieces of writing, including Mrs. Wilson getting eaten by the giant moth.
Oh, what does that say about Mrs. Wilson? Morning to you, Mrs. Wilson, if you're listening today.
She's a fantastic teacher. Doesn't say anything there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is the moth still in residence at the Mount Cotton State School?
It was placed back in our rainforest, so yes, it is still there.
Any nicknames for it from the students?
No, we don't have any nicknames for it. We do have a range of animals at the school, but no nicknames for the moth yet.
Well, hey, I've got
watch this space.
Watch this space. Well, I've got some extra information for you because one of the parents from the school, Wayne, sent a photo of this moth through to me on 0467 922 612. Megan, thanks so much for your time. Stay listening because I have Dr. Christine Lampkin, who's the head of entomology at the Queensland Museum. Christine, good morning to you.
Hi, Craig.
Am I correct in describing this as a monster moth?
Well, we call it a giant wood moth.
A giant wood moth.
It's a really, really interesting group of moths. They belong to the family Cossidae, and their grubs are the true witchetty grubs of traditional First Nations people's diet.
Oh, really?
Mm.
So these moths, how big are we talking about?
Okay, so the one that the photo that Wayne took of is the actual, what we call the giant wood moth, Endoloxia cinerea, and it is actually the world's largest moth by weight.
So effectively the heaviest moth in the world, and we've got it here in southeast Queensland.
Yes, it ranges from North Queensland all the way through to southern New South Wales, this species, and the wingspan of the female, which is Wayne took a photo of, is up to 25 centimetres.
Wow.
It weighs up to 30 grams, about the size of two finches. So that gives you an idea of just how big this thing is. And they fly very, very poorly. In most cases, when they emerge, the females, they just crawl up a local tree or stump of a fence post and sit there and wait for the males to find them.
Effectively, they sound like the A380s of the moth world.
They are just so big, but they don't fly very well.
And are the males as large as the females?
No, the males are much smaller, about half the size. And essentially what happens is the females, they're non-feeding, only live for a few days as adults. They emerge, they mate, they lay eggs, they die. That's it.
So what are we talking about as far as that life cycle is concerned then? What sort of period?
As Oh, yeah. So this is the interesting thing about insects, of course, is their life cycles don't just include what we see as the adult. Mm. And these are grubs, and these are grubs for years, right? And in fact, this particular species, the giant wood moth, is very interesting because we actually don't know what happens for the first year or so. The first thing that we do know about is a grub that is quite large, you know, 4 centimetres long, and it appears on the trunks of trees, and it's black and white striped, and it burrows into eucalyptus trees, and then it spends the next year or so inside the trunk of a eucalyptus tree, eating away, right? That is the grub stage, and they can be up to 15 centimetres long.
The grub
is up to 15 centimetres long.
This is the giant wood moth we're talking about. Dr. Christine Lampkin is with you, who is the head of entomology at the Queensland Museum. We're talking about a photo of a moth that was sent through from Wayne at Mount Cotton. So as in the grub stage, what, they're content in the trunk of this tree and just nibbling away, are they?
Yes, well, it's actually quite interesting. They've got a whole process by, they're not actually feeding on the trunk of the tree. They're feeding on things that grow in their burrow. They actually cause quite a bit of damage, and they have become pests of some eucalyptus plantations.
Okay.
And yellow-tailed cockatoos love them, and they will destroy the trunks of trees trying to get at these big caterpillars. And it's quite interesting what they're doing in that first year, we don't know. We suspect that they may be actually feeding on the roots of trees.
In terms of how common they are? You said we are in the middle of their habitat, effectively.
I wouldn't say common, but not unusual. Like, I've seen 3 or 4 in my life, but just basically you stumble across them. They're out there. They're certainly not unusual, right? But quite often they will emerge late summer.
And you mentioned the female is big, and it's grey, it's mottled in colour effectively, 25 centimetre wingspan. The male is much smaller. What about the colouring of the male?
The males look very much the same as female. It's a very grey moth with a dark circular pattern on the thorax. It's almost black.
Well, I just love that we can lay claim to the heaviest moth in the world.
Well, we've got, you know, one of the largest stick insects in the world in the same area.
Well, from stick insects to moths, it's nice, yes, that when we can lay claim to such wildlife, and we should be celebrating this fact that they are in our natural environment.